Welcome back to Late Bloomer with Tom and Gene, and I am Tom.
I am Gene.
And welcome to Late Bloomer with Tom and Gene. Thank you guys so much for all the feedback from our last week. Our guest, Maddie, she loved it. She had a blast. Got some kind of like conflicting everything from her. So it was really interesting.
And it's also interesting to see things from a girl's perspective the same topics that the guys
Whether you agree with them or not.
Right. We don't have a guest this week. We will have one next week. We will be having, can we say who it is?
Just we'll give a hint. We'll say it will be amazing. Guest.
Yes, well, I don't think that fucking.
Oh, let me give you a hint. He's an amazing guest.
Okay, it is a very influential YouTuber. Yep. He talks a lot about politics,
gaming.
Yeah. Cool guy.
Great guy.
Good friend of ours.
We will see him next week.
Hell yeah.
Let's get into it this week.
Yeah.
So, Gene, you posted a story today that the bars in Los Angeles are coming.
They are recording today.
It is Monday.
Yep. And this will be out Thursday, but shit's open starting today.
And you can feel the energy coming back. Everyone's getting back out there.
I can just feel it in my cock.
Well, there's not that much energy then. There's not a ton of energy in
there. I can feel just the 2 inches of energy.
A lot of energy feeling in there. Anyway.
Getting loaded.
So we're going back out there. We're still swinging. You had a big, a bigger-ish. More chill, I guess. Party weekend.
We haven't been having like as big of like crazy parties, but we've been having
some. Girls over. We're doing the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But dude, I don't know what's been going on. I've been off like a while.
What do you mean off?
Like just a dry spell that's been lasted a long
time. Oh, like in terms of sex.
Well, even out just dating, getting numbers, the whole process.
Been going on dates
No. I mean, you know, the thing is though, is it hasn't been a giant priority, I would say, since the pandemic started.
It hasn't. I've noticed you've been really focusing on your gym, on your
self, what else?
Job searching.
Money.
Right? Your money, your gym.
Yeah. Girls are kind of, this has never happened, but girls are actually not a priority in my life right now, which
Why showing. Do you think that is? Because it's clear you want to get laid.
Yeah, of course.
But so it's, to say they're not a priority, it is a priority. You just don't want to put in the effort it takes to get the results that you want.
I think it takes a lot of effort, and my effort is focused on losing weight and money, because without that, I can't live, or it's harder to take girls on dates if I can't afford to take them on dates.
Right.
You know, obviously confidence with health and fitness will help as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it could be an excuse, but I would say, like, it started probably early pandemic, and I was just like, you know, I just want to focus on, like, the fitness and the money, but then I think I started using that as an excuse to actually not even put myself out there at all, because there were people getting laid during the pandemic, so it's not necessarily a valid excuse.
Right, there were.
So,
especially out in big party cities.
You have three pillars, right? You have health and fitness, money, and relationships. You can really only pick two, right?
Right.
So I picked the two. And I think the third one I fucked up on. But I'm curious for you, because you kind of had a similar experience, at least in the early pandemic, where you weren't going on dates, getting laid nearly as often as you are now. And you kind of flipped everything.
Right,
so it'd be nice to get your perspective
on
this process.
On like, I guess, what I did, what my formula was to change that.
Right.
Well, I think the big thing, obviously, was we got this house in LA. And like we've been having more like get-togethers. And I've been being more forced to be social.
Yeah.
But I think it is also a byproduct of the fact that I'm living with people. Well, don't even consider the fact that I was living with family.
Yeah.
It's not even about that. Obviously, that's going to make a huge difference.
Right.
But I think the difference is that now I'm living with friends that also want to get laid.
Right.
And we also all want to party together. And we also want to invite girls over together.
Right.
And so it's more of a camaraderie thing, right? And you get competitive too, right?
Yeah,
like when you come here and you see all these other guys, like roommates and homies of ours trying to get laid, it also makes you like, oh shit, he's talking to that cute girl.
Yeah.
I want to talk to that cute girl now
too. Right. Yeah, I noticed too, even when I was talking to this gorgeous brunette on Saturday. It's like, I used to go out before the pandemic. I was going out, you know, 4 or 5 nights a week minimum.
Mm.
And I was talking to people, and it was just kind of like fluid. My jokes were landing. They were thinking I was cute. I was getting all the sorts of, you know, texts and invites to things. It was great. And then everything hit.
Right.
And this shit's like a muscle. Like, just like talking to people and dating, I think, is like a muscle where you take a big break and you just slowly rebuild yourself.
The getting laid thing can be sporadic, and it could be random as fuck. Like, you could just somehow get lucky. Like I was telling you last week, like, I was kind of pissed that the get-together we had at our house wasn't that good.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I somehow ended up getting laid, right? And it was, but it was, like, completely random. It was just
Do you think
God threw me a bone there.
And you got your own. So, I think, do you think it's because you're having people over? Like, if you're in my spot and you lived alone.
I think living with other people that have similar interests as you, this doesn't even have to be about sex.
Yeah.
Anything is extremely important. If you're living with homies that want to start businesses and, you know, get their money right and and get their careers going, you're also going to be doing that. Right. If you're living with three guys that love working out and playing basketball on the weekends, you're going to be like, you know what, let's go. I'll play some ball with you guys. Right. So I think living with people, especially in your like younger 20s, is extremely important.
I couldn't agree. I've noticed too that when I live with people who are not as motivated and or associate myself with who are not as motivated, I start, you think you're strong enough and like you're above that, but
no, you're not.
It's just there's too much social pressure that you eventually like succumb to it.
Now, with that being said, it could also be the opposite effect, right?
Right.
You could live with lazy pieces of shit.
Right, right.
But you know, you are an average of the five people you hang out with the most. You've heard that quote before.
Plenty.
So associate yourself with the right people.
Right, right. So let's try to break it down even further, because that's what this podcast is about. Is
right.
How would you specifically get me or another friend out of a dry spell?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if it's strictly sex that you know you're trying to get a break a dry spell for, not necessarily like more dates or you know more women in your life, then I would say the first thing you need to do is you need to put yourself out there.
Yep.
You need to go out as much as possible.
Yep.
You need to double, triple, quadruple down on how much you're going out and how much you're putting yourself out there right now.
Right.
So
right,
if you're going out one day a week right now, you need to try to hit up all of your friends to set up plans Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right,
now
right.
you're quadrupling your chances of getting laid, right?
Right,
so that's
right.
one.
Okay.
The second thing is you just got to... Once you start getting into a dry spell, you start mentally psyching yourself
that's
out.
That's true. That's very
like,
true.
Like, oh, shit,
that's very
I'm
true.
Ugly. Oh, fuck, like, girls don't like me.
The act of saying you're in a dry spell just makes you more in a dry spell.
Right, right. And you got to break out of that. And the way you're going to break out of that is being social, right? Putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
But also, when you are put in those positions, absolutely capitalizing on it, right?
Okay.
You're talking to a cute girl for 5 minutes. She shows you some interest.
Yeah.
Don't be like, oh, let me get your number, and then let's go for it that night.
Go try to bring her back, set something up.
Try to kiss her.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not your MO. That's not the thing you usually do. But at this point, you kind of have to change things up, right?
Okay, that's a good point. And I also...
Being aggressive is huge, I think, for getting laid.
Yeah.
Maybe not necessarily finding
line?
A girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right? But being aggressive.
Right, but where's the line on that? Because you can't just... I feel like that's a very fragile line.
Okay, well I'm not saying like... go out and forcefully make out with girls, obviously. Like,
what do you mean by aggressive? Do you just like
what I mean is
fast?
Is if you see a window or a level of interest with the girl that you're talking to,
okay,
go for it.
Just
ask her out on a date. It doesn't
right
necessarily have to be kissing.
Got it.
Right?
Got it.
Ask her out on a date. Maybe you normally wouldn't ask her out on a date, but ask her out on a date. Ask her out for coffee. Try to kiss her.
Right.
See where her level of interest is, right?
Got it.
Right? Try pushing, try holding her hand.
And I found, too, when I wasn't in the dry spell, is when I had like-minded people around me out, and they're like, hey, bro, you got this, or she's not feeling it, or you did this wrong, or you did this right. Like, when you have friends, wingman or wingwoman, whatever you prefer, around you that are keeping you accountable, I think that's very valuable.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, that no,
like
that's...
Because you and your roommates have a great relationship of, like, bro, you fucked up. You did great. She liked you. You got whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
We have a very relationship where we help each other.
Yeah.
But also, if one of my roommates brings over a girl and she brings over a friend, my roommate's good about talking me up to
that
friend.
Got it.
Right.
Okay.
And then therefore, now he might hook up with his girl or he might not, but now I've built a new relationship with that friend.
Got it.
Right?
Whether you're into it or not.
Exactly.
Got
so
it.
So putting yourself around the right people, putting yourself around people, in this case, if it's getting laid, putting yourself around people that know girls have girlfriends, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, going for it when that opportunity presents itself.
And of course, you know, when the bar is open, you should be going, if they're allowed, to like mingle. Because some spots here at least are not, you can't really come like hop around. It's like tables. You can't really just mingle like the old whatever, but hopefully it comes back soon. But so you would just say, if you do have bars that are available to mingle, you just have to go. There's no, even if you have a wingman, wingwoman or not, You just have to show up?
Is that you, your you have to go. Some of the days, the nights that I've, like, made the most connections or, like, met the hottest girls, I went out by myself.
That's so true.
I went out by myself because it was a Tuesday night, and all my boys had work the next morning, and I didn't for whatever reason, or I didn't have a job at the time.
Yeah.
And I went out and made connections, made friends. I got laid that night, you know, because also look at it this way. You're going out on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Ooh, what girls go out on a Tuesday night? Horny, single, girls that are out of town, right?
Yep,
the people that are looking to have fun or they're just an alcoholic, right?
Well,
those types of people are the people that are out those nights.
I remember in Minnesota when you would go out from like November to like February, it was like 20 below, like
during
snow
like
everywhere.
Cuffing season or
during
whatever
cuffing
it is.
Season, right. And you saw girls that were out, you know, like it's 30 below, you're all, everyone's wearing layers, you know why they're out, right? There's not like a, there's no like hidden rule in that.
The
so.
Best possible situation, again, I'm not talking about getting a girlfriend, but like specifically getting laid, is you meet a girl that happens to have just gotten out of a relationship.
Oh, I know.
Or she
I
too
know.
Has been in a cold spell, or she too lives at home. She just got her vaccination.
She
whatever.
Just got the ticket.
She just got her vaccination. Now she's
now
trying
she's
to
get out there.
Now she's trying to get another shot.
I know. I was hoping you would watch me on Saturday, because like this is what happened with that girl. She just got out of one, but you were busy. But
who?
The brunette.
The one
I was talking
about. Okay,
to.
Gotcha.
She just got out of one. She's out there, but she's like, she's very like anxious because she like it was a long like a 10-year or something, like a big one.
Oh.
And I was like, fuck, like what do you do with that? And I was trying to be aggressive, and I think I was a little too much. And it was just like reinforced, because that's been going on for this, you know, for the last couple months since I've been slowly refocused, because my health and my fitness is going so well right now, and I'm interviewing a lot, so a job's going to happen soon. So I'm starting to look at where, like, just pursuing girls again, like making it a priority again. Mm-hmm. But like those are the moments where you're like, fuck, dude, I lost my my mojo.
Mm-hmm. I think also right now women are a priority for you, but you're making it not a priority because you feel like there's things, and we were just talking about this right before we started recording. I feel like you're making it not a priority because maybe you have these limiting beliefs in your head, oh man, I haven't gotten laid in a while.
You're reinforcing
right?
it.
Like, oh man, I might as well not even try until, you know, I get more jacked. Build more 5 more pounds of muscle.
It doesn't
or
exist.
I get more money. Mm-hmm. But that's not getting laid again. Dating might be a different story, but getting laid, that's not going to make a difference.
Right, right. It doesn't. We know
it's
that.
Really just about putting yourself out there and being aggressive. I know this sounds like basic, basic information.
But it's true.
But there's so many guys out there, right?
Yeah.
Listeners out there that just, I'm going to be more aggressive. Or, I'm going to put myself out there.
Right.
But Friday night comes around, they're watching Netflix in their room, right?
And
Friday
actually, we know jacked guys. We know rich guys who spent their lives
good-looking guys
that never go out. And they had that philosophy of, like, I'm going to get jacked or rich, and then the women are just going to come. And we know for a fact it doesn't exist.
It doesn't work that way. It does not work that way.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, people will tell you very cliche advice, like,
that's very true.
You know, like, when you're not looking, it just comes your way.
Yeah.
Or, like,
it doesn't exist.
Well, no shit, but when you're not looking does not mean sitting in your room and just watching Netflix.
They'll come right here.
I'm just going to, like, do nothing.
Yeah. It doesn't exist.
Obviously, you want to be a well-rounded person.
Right,
We've already talked about this.
Right.
But you have to put yourself out there. You're not going to become a better basketball player sitting on your ass
theorizing
thinking you're going to be a better basketball
watching
player.
Watching YouTube on basketball. Like, I'll be like that one day.
Exactly. Exactly. You just have to dive right in.
It's true. And I actually, that's a good actually a good idea. So
that's a great analogy.
Actually
the basketball thing.
Because that's so true. People theorize and speculate on everything. And then when this happens, when that happens. So, you know, I'm actually curious on what you guys think of these dry spells, because I could imagine with a pandemic, I'm not the only one going through a longer dry spell. Maybe I am. But if you've gone through a dry spell and then got out of it, let us know. DM me, please, on Instagram at Tom_CarlsonC or Gene.
I want to add in one last
thing.
Okay,
one more point before we do that.
One last thing is, if you're not getting the results you want with the type of women that you want or men you want, whatever it is, maybe you need to lower your standard for a little bit.
I do.
Maybe you need to just fuck a frog, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you just need to fuck a frog.
He's pointing to our audience.
Right? I tell my homie that all the time. Like, maybe you need to fuck a frog.
Yeah. I mean, just to kind
of get it out of the way. Yeah. Get it out of the way. Right?
Yeah, get your confidence back up.
Remind yourself you know how to have sex again.
Yeah. Right? And hopefully that snowballs into the hotter ones and then...
Exactly.
If you fucked a hottie out of a big dry spell, you might only last two pumps. You know, you might not last that long.
Right.
Which, you know.
So go out there and make sure you guys do that.
Yeah. So thank you guys again so much for listening. I'll plug in my Instagram one last time. It's Tom_CarlsonC. Let me know how you got out of a dry spell. What's your advice to me? Or you can hit up Gene.
At Gene W. Park.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We will see you next week for our amazing guest.
Hell yeah. All right, guys.
We'll see you next week. Peace.